现在已经是俄乌战争的第五个年头。
It is now the fifth year of the Russia-Ukraine war.
2011年末
2011.
莫斯科，拜登跟普京第一次正式会面，盯着普京看了半天。
When Biden met with Putin in Moscow for the first time, he stared at Putin for a long time.
拜登脱口而出。
Biden exclaimed,
我看着你的眼睛。
I look at your eyes.
但我不觉得你有灵魂。
But I don't think you have a soul.
普京微微一笑回了一句。
Putin smiled slightly in response.
那说明咱俩互相理解。
That means we understand each other.
有意思的是
Interestingly,
十年前小布什第一次见
10 years ago, George W. Bush met with Bill Clinton.
普京说的话恰恰相反
Putin said the opposite.
他说我看着这个人的眼睛
He looked at the person's eyes.
我能感受到他的灵魂
I can feel his soul.
他值得信任
He is trustworthy.
两任
Two terms.
美国总统看同一个人，结论
The conclusion of the U.S. president is that he sees a certain person.
完全相反
Completely opposite.
所有研究普京的人都会从一个他自己讲了一辈子的故事
All research on Putin comes from a story he has told for years.
开始，小时候他住列宁格勒的破公寓，楼道里老鼠泛滥。
He lived in a dilapidated apartment building in Leningrad where rats were rampant.
有一天他拿根木棍把一只硕大的老鼠堵到了墙角。
One day, he used a stick to corner a large rat against the wall.
他以为自己赢了。
He thought he had won.
结果那只老鼠无路可逃。
The old mouse had nowhere to run.
突然转过身朝。
Turned around and looked at.
他扑了过来。
He rushed forward.
普京说，那一刻
Putin said at that moment.
他第一次明白了什么叫走投无路这个道理。
He first understood the meaning of being at one's wit's end.
后来被他刻进了骨子里。
Later, he internalized it.
五十年后在叙利亚
50 years later in Syria.
他说出了那句名言。
He said the famous quote.
列宁格勒的街头教会我一件事。
I learned a lesson from a street church he gave me.
如果打架不可避免
He said that the fruit was not careful.
免那
Avoid.
那就必须先动手
That must be done by hand.
不当墙角的老鼠打架就得先出拳
Two fake rats fighting, they have to start with a punch.
这就是普京刻在 DNA 里的生存密码
This is the survival code that Putin has engraved in NN.
1952年
1952.
普京出生在列
Putin was born in Leningrad.
列宁格勒
Nyberg.
就是今天的圣彼得堡
is St. Peter's Castle today.
这座城市在二战里被纳粹围了900天。
This city was occupied by the Nazis for 900 days during World War Roman II.
他母亲差点被饿死。
His mother almost died of starvation.
是从死人堆里扒出来的。
It was dug up from the graveyard.
父亲在战场上落下了终身残疾。
My father was disabled for life on the battlefield.
童年的普京又矮又瘦。
Young Putin was short and thin.
是班里最常挨打的那个。
He is the most frequent offender in the class.
但他志向不小。
But his ambition is not small.
15岁那年
15 years old.
他看了一部叫《盾与剑》的苏联间谍片。
He watched a Soviet spy film called Dun and Ian.
电影里一句台词直接击穿了他。一个人
A line of dialogue in the movie directly hit him.
就能决定几十万人的命运。
It can determine the fate of hundreds of thousands of people.
普京当场决定，我要当间谍。
Putin immediately decided that I should be a spy.
转眼16岁的他，直接跑到克格勃列宁格勒分局门口敲门。
At the age of 19, he directly ran to the KGB Leningrad branch and knocked on the door.
接待他的军官。
Greet his officers.
面无表情。
Stoic.
撂下一句话。
Say a word.
我们不收主动上门的人。
We do not accept people who come to us.
要么去当兵。
Either go to the army.
要么去读大学。
Either go to college.
接下来几年。
In the coming years.
普京最终考上了列宁格勒国立大学法律系。
Putin finally got into the St. Petersburg State University Law Department.
1975年毕业那天。
On the day I graduated in 1975.
克格勃的人主动敲开了他的门。
The KGB agents knocked on his door.
很多媒体把普京神话成007。
One media portrayed Putin as a hero of the 2007 Russian presidential election.
然而事实是在克格勃这头巨兽里。
However, the fact is that in the giant beast, the KGB,
当时的普京就是个没人注意的小透明。
At that time, Putin was just a nobody.
一流间谍都去纽约、伦敦。
The best spies go to New York, London.
巴黎普京显然不是这个档次的精英。
Putin is not a top-notch elite.
1985年。
1985.
他第一次外派被分到了东德。
He was first assigned to East Germany.
一个叫德累斯顿的小城。
A town called Dresden.
要知道东德当时可是苏联的大本营，能有多少间谍工作呢？
How many intelligence operations did East Germany have at that time, considering that it was the main base of the Soviet Union?
每天的工作就是订阅报纸。
The daily work is to subscribe to newspapers.
剪下时事新闻。
Pick up current news.
整理成枯燥的报告。
Create a tedious report.
寄回莫斯科。
Return to Moscow.
一个15岁立志当英雄的少年。
A 15-year-old boy who is determined to become a hero.
变成了一个35岁在东德捡报纸喝啤酒的大叔，或
became a 35-year-old man who picks up newspapers and drinks beer in East Germany.
就这样子退休也不错。
Maybe retiring is the wrong choice.
普京已经任命了。
Europe has accepted his fate.
直到柏林墙倒塌的那一天。
Until the day the Berlin Wall fell.
1989年。
1989.
愤怒的东德民众冲进了斯塔西总部。
Angry East German citizens stormed the Stasi headquarters.
紧接着就朝旁边的克格勃工作站冲了过来。
He immediately rushed towards the KGB outpost next door.
普京让卫兵掏枪顶住人群。
Putin ordered the guards to point their guns at the crowd.
自己冲回楼里疯了一样烧文件。
I ran back to the building and frantically burned the documents.
他拨通了莫斯科的电话，电话那头的声音。
He dialed the phone number in Moscow. The voice on the other end of the phone was.
他记了一辈子。
He remembered it for a lifetime.
没有莫斯科的命令。
Without Moscow's command,
我们什么也不能做。
We can't do anything.
而莫斯科保持沉默。
And Moscow remained silent.
那个瞬间
That moment,
普京意识到苏联完了，庞大的帝国。
Putin realized that the Soviet Empire was over.
在他眼前轰然瓦解，苏联解体。
He suddenly understood the current situation and realized that it was about to collapse.
那年39岁的克格勃普京回到了圣彼得堡。
In that year, at the age of 49, KGB officer Putin returned to St. Petersburg.
现在很多人笑话泽连斯基是演员。
Now many people laugh at Zelensky as an actor.
但如果你回到90年代的莫斯科，
But if you return to Moscow in the 1990s,
当时俄罗斯通货膨胀失控。
At that time, Russia experienced hyperinflation.
黑帮横行。
Gangsters rampant.
普京甚至开着自己的私家车去当黑车司机。
Putin even drove his own car as a taxi driver.
您要是那会去俄罗斯， 还能叫他一声普京师傅，天无绝人之路。
If you were to go to Russia, you could call him Putin, my teacher. There is no way out.
当时的圣彼得堡市长索布恰克正是普京的老师。
The then St. Petersburg Mayor Sobchak was Putin's teacher.
领着他正式步入政坛。
Introduced him to the political arena.
90年代的俄罗斯政坛每天都是血雨腥风。
The political landscape of Russia in the 1990s was a daily bloodbath.
背叛比吃饭喝水还。
At that time, he was drinking water from bis.
自然，今天管你叫大哥。
Since today, I've been calling him big brother.
明天给你装炸。
I'll install it for you tomorrow.
但普京展现了一种极其罕见的品质，忠诚。
But Putin showed a very rare quality of loyalty.
1997年。索布恰克被保守派扣上贪腐罪名，逮捕令都签了。
Sobchak was arrested and charged with corruption by the Conservative Party.
所有人都开始划清界限。
Everyone started to draw boundaries.
甚至落井下石。
Even to sabotage.
只有已经调到莫斯科的普京。
Only those who have already arrived in Moscow.
策划了一场惊天逃亡。
Plan a shocking escape.
他先是安排索布恰克突发心脏病送进医院。
He first arranged for Sobchak to have a sudden heart attack and be admitted to the hospital.
然后弄来一架私人飞机。
And get a private plane.
在特工合围前的几个小时。
In the hours before the operation,
把索布恰克送出了国。普京2018年纪录片承认，我欠他的。
I sent Sobchak out of the Kremlin in Putin's 2018 documentary, I owe him.
必须帮。这件事传到了叶利钦耳朵里。
It must have reached Yeltsin's ears.
叶利钦当时正在发愁一件事。
Yeltsin was in a state of deep thought.
下台之后，谁
？After I stepped down，
谁能保证我和我家族的安全
？Who can guarantee my and my family's image？
他看着普京的资料，心里有了答案。
He had an answer in his heart about Putin's family。
这个年轻人会不会也这样忠于我
？Will these nine people also be loyal to me？
1999年
，This year。
叶利钦家族正被一场司法风暴逼到悬崖边。
The Yeltsin family is being driven to the brink by a storm of legal proceedings.
总检察长斯库拉托夫正在调查克里姆林宫翻修工程中的巨额贿赂案，证据。
General Inspector Skuratov is investigating the case of large-scale bribery in the renovation of the Kremlin.
直指叶利钦本人和他的两个女儿。关键时刻。
Focus on Yeltsin himself and his two daughters at critical moments.
一盘录像带突然出现在了国家电视台。录像里
，A videotape suddenly appeared in the national television's archive.
总检察长正在酒店跟两位年轻女郎进行不雅交易。
The attorney general is having an inappropriate transaction with two young women in a hotel.
几千万俄罗斯人亲眼目睹了不堪入目的画面。
Millions of Russians witnessed the horrific scenes firsthand.
当时担任联邦安全局局长的普京。
At the time when Putin was the head of the Federal Security Service.
随后召开新闻发布会。
Subsequently hold a press conference.
以专业身份做了技术背书。经过鉴定，录像中的男子就是斯库拉托夫本人。
The man in the video, as confirmed, is Skuratov.
斯库拉托夫身败名裂，对叶利钦家族的调查。
Investigation of the Skular long-term defeat of the Yarchin family.
胎死腹中。
Stillborn.
这里必须说明，没有任何证据证明这盘录像带是普京拍的。
There is no evidence to prove that this recording was taken by Putin.
也没有证据证明是他策划的。
There is no evidence to prove that he was the mastermind.
但作为当时的 FSB 局长
，But as the head of the FSB at that time,
他确实是这件事最大的受益者。
He was indeed the biggest beneficiary of this.
叶利钦彻底放心了。
Yeltsin was completely relieved.
1999年8月
August 1999,
普京被任命为代总理。四个月后
Putin was appointed as prime minister 4 months after Dalier.
1999年12月31日
December 31, 1999，
叶利钦突然宣布辞职。
Yeltsin suddenly announced his resignation.
普京顺势接任代总统。
Putin takes over from President D.
他签署的第一道法令就是赦免叶利钦本人所有刑事责任。
The first decree he signed was to pardon himself as well as Yelichkov from all criminal charges.
就在同一个月。
In the same month.
俄罗斯三座城市的公寓楼在深夜里连续发生大爆炸。
Several apartment buildings in three Russian cities exploded in the night.
短短两周。
In just 2 weeks,
293人在睡梦中被炸死。
293 people were killed in their sleep.
普京在电视上向全体俄罗斯人发誓。
Putin swore to all Russians on television.
我们将到处追捕恐怖分子。
We will hunt down terrorists everywhere.
如果在机场抓到
If caught at the airport,
就在机场击毙。
He was killed at the airport.
如果在厕所抓到
If caught in the toilet,
我们就
We
就把他们冲进厕所里解决掉。
Throw them into the toilet to solve the problem.
普京的支持率从 20% 一直接飙升到了 80%。
Putin's approval rating has soared from 21% to 80%.
半年之后
Half a year later,
他成功当选俄罗斯总统。
He successfully won the presidential election.
关于这起爆炸案的真相
Regarding the truth of this bombing,
至今存在巨大争议。
Still a subject of much debate.
俄罗斯官方认定是车臣恐怖分子所为。
The Russian government has identified the attack as being carried out by Chechen terrorists.
但拒绝进行独立调查。
However, they refused to conduct an independent investigation.
反对派和部分西方媒体指控是联邦安全局自导自演。
Opposition parties and some Western media accused the Federal Security Agency of staging the incident.
但没有拿出能被法庭采信的铁证。
However, they failed to produce any conclusive evidence that could be accepted by the court.
这件事儿到今天还是个谜。普京上台了。
This matter is still a mystery to this day. Putin came to power.
但他接手的是一个被七大寡头瓜分殆尽的俄罗斯。
But he took over a Russia that had been divided into 7 oligarchic fiefdoms.
这些人控制着国家超过一半的经济。
These people control more than half of the country's economy.
甚至公开说我们出钱选总统。
Even openly saying that we are paying for the president.
那总统就得听我们的。普京会怎么收拾这些人
？Then the president has to listen to what Putin will do to these people.
更重要的是
，More importantly,
他和西方的关系。
His relationship with the West.
为什么会从最初的蜜月期一步步走到今天的彻底决裂
？Why did the relationship go from the initial honeymoon phase to the complete breakup today?
所有答案都在下棋。
Are all the answers in chess?